Lesson 4.2, Become a Great Listener. What happens when someone is being a really good listener? Well, think about this yourself. When you have a conversation with someone who really listens to you, what do they do to give you that feeling? What gives you the feeling that you're the only person in the room, that you're at the center of their attention? Here are some of the main elements of great listening. To listen well, you have to focus and concentrate. Your mind can't be wandering. You have to show you're listening through your body language. Your eyes are focused on the other person, not wandering around the room. You look at them and gesticulate toward them. Your posture is open. You affirm and synthesize what they've said. Affirmation is when you acknowledge the other person's experience, thoughts, and feelings. Wow, it sounds like that was a hurtful incident for you. Empathy is related to affirmation. When you empathize, you show that you actually are feeling the other person's emotions, their pain, joy, anger, confusion, and so on. I think I know how you feel. That happened to me once. Boy, was I relieved when it was over. It's better to synthesize than to summarize. When you summarize what the person has said, you basically read back a list of notes to them. When you synthesize, you add value while summing up the most important things they've told you. For example, it sounds like there are really two different issues going on here. One has to do with how to deal with your boss, and the other is about what steps you need to take to get this project back on track. Good listening, by the way, isn't just about asking questions and then listening politely. It's about mutual disclosure. If you want the other person to open up, you have to open up a bit also. Great listening actually looks like two people having a vibrant two-way conversation. Lastly, your interest has to be genuine. It's hard to fake being really interested in someone when you aren't. And we'll talk about the way you get more genuinely interested in others in just a minute. When someone presents an issue to you, here's what your questioning sequence might look and feel like. Start off on a broad level. So tell me about that issue. What's going on? How did it start? Ask clarifying questions and get more detail. So what was his reaction? What happened then? Access feelings, not just facts. So how did you feel after that? Take everything that's said seriously. Don't be dismissive. For example, it's no big deal. We've all had to put up with that. So you might say, why do you think he did that? Why do you think that happened? Summarize and affirm. So what I understand happened is. So it seems like you're feeling caught between a rock and a hard place. Is that right? Put your whole self into listening. Eliminate distractions. Look at the person. Use encouraging body language and make them feel that they're the only person in your world at that moment. Ask what solutions or actions he or she has considered or is considering. So what are you thinking about doing? What do you think your options are? Empathize. I was in a similar situation once and felt terrible afterwards. Offer your personal help and/or suggest possible resources. Bill Smith is someone who might be able to help you in this situation. Or, is there anything I can do right now? Why don't we listen as well as we should? First, as I've mentioned, if you have the expert mindset, you'll want to tell rather than listen. After all, your self-worth as an expert is validated when you're able to be, well, the expert. Second, I found that many professionals are too keen to want to impress clients, especially early on in the relationship. Furthermore, we think that what impresses is smart answers. Don't let that urge get the better of you. Thirdly, if you've been in your chosen field for a while, you'll often see the same problems again and again. You just want to roll up your sleeves and get down to work solving them the way you know how. But if you succumb to that urge, you'll be a lousy listener and you'll short-circuit the consultative advisory relationship you need to build. Fourth, most of us are in love with our own voices. Not everyone, but most of us. Remember, however, that while clients want to hear your good advice, they are not quite as enamored of your voice as you are. They want their moment in the sun also. In the next lesson, you're going to hear some dramatized client conversations that will illustrate good and bad listening. And I'll walk you through 10 listening pitfalls.